Taiwan Special, episode 3 of the week. All right. Today I'm going to talk about patience. Specifically mine. And specifically its limits. More specifically. I'm finding ways to be patient. I have to work and find ways to continue to be patient. And I'm doing it. A few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, it would have been late March, I started talking about my application in Taiwan residence. I'm going to tell you the story right here, because you're watching and listening. And this isn't resolved. At the time that I'm telling you this, I guess this average at most would get 10 YouTube views. And I have a very loyal podcast audience that I love of about 60 people. And I feel comfortable sharing this information now with things so small and it not being damaging now. So if you know, for those of you in the future, my message from the past, if we've got thousands of views on this video, there's definitely more to the story. Definitely. And you'll have to just go find it somewhere in the stuff that I publish. Or in you know, whatever. But here's the story. The fast rundown. I came to Taiwan. My first boss wouldn't let me have my work permit. He's legally required to give it to me. I have legal trouble if I don't have my work permit. The government requires me to have it. One. Two, the government refuses to give it to me. The government requires me to have the work permit, Taiwan's government, but they give the work permit to my boss. The boss would not give it to me, and that was the end of it. Well, I didn't accept that end. I argued with him. I managed to get the... It was really funny, actually. He threw it on the table and had me look at it. I picked it up, and he was surprised that I picked it up. Kind of makes me wonder if the guy was demon-possessed. Like, you know, because, like, that happens. And I don't want to get into that, but it's like, that was weird. Like, that weirded me out. Like, you can't have this! And he throws it on the table, and I pick it up. You can't pick that up! It's like, these are like the stories of, like... When there was like a demon-possessed person fighting a Christian, and the Christian claimed the name of Jesus, and the person like did weird stuff and didn't want to. Like, it was like that. Like, it, that was the only time in my life that's ever happened, actually. It was really weird. But somehow from that, I got the work permit away from him. I went in the other room, folded it up, stuffed the work permit up into my Donald Trump tie, hid it in my tie, and walked out the front door. I went home and I cried on my bed because there was no other help for me legally in Taiwan. Without that work permit, I would easily be in Taiwan illegally and I would be attacked for it, lied about, be considered a criminal, have no means of defending myself, and that would be the end of my story in Taiwan. I had finally escaped from this. There was no justice coming to me, not from America's government, not from Taiwan's government. So I cried when I got home with my work permit. That was the first boss. Second boss. They never did give me my work permit. I still never got it. I called Taiwan's immigration office and I said, my boss will not give me my work permit. And immigration said, they have to, and then hung up the phone. Yeah. And that was the end. I never did get it. If I don't have all of my work permits, I cannot apply for permanent residence. If there was a time when I worked, but I can't produce the work permit for that time, then Taiwan's government would deny me permanent residence if I applied for it. But the government never made sure that I got the work permit. They know my home address. They could choose to mail the work permit to my home address. I've told them that that would be a good idea, but they don't do it. They give it to the boss, expect the boss to just give it to me as the foreign employee, and the government never follows up to ensure that I have the work permit in hand. Never. 10 years, they've known about it, haven't changed. Very sad. That boss, later on, that boss lied about the address I was working at on the work permit. It's all in Chinese. I was new in Taiwan. I didn't know Chinese. The government saw that I was at the wrong address and summoned me. I had an official summons, like it was a subpoena type of thing. I was legally obligated to show up. The boss told me that they were going to call their friend, their crony friends high up in the government to pull strings for the government to break its own rules and to do something nice to me. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't the one that wrote the address on the work permit. But the government wanted to interview me as if I was the one responsible for what was written in Chinese. Mm-hmm. But the government doesn't know that I don't write the stuff in Chinese, that it's the boss that writes that stuff down? They didn't see the boss's name on the application and stuff? Why didn't they ask the boss to figure out their paperwork? Why is the government going after me? Okay, so that's Taiwan's government. Well, on the way, the boss shook my hand with this funny handshake. Now, there's going to be more coming about that funny handshake. It's a really funny handshake. He has middle finger in the palm of my hand. I wonder what that was. I thought it meant he was going to kill me. This boss lied about me, did what was wrong, was breaking the law other time, lied about the address, wouldn't give me the work permit. For all I know, triads, I know gangs in Taiwan, I thought they were going to kill me. I really did. I feared my life. So we went to the government, and I lied on paper, put my thumbprint on it, because I thought my boss was going to kill me if I didn't. Later, I told that same government office and the officer about this. I even used the term obstruction. I think it was some, I don't know if it was lying or if it was obstruction of justice, but I threw in some legal jargon to say, I did this and I feared that the boss was going to hurt me. I don't know how much the Taiwan government understood. They had that information. I told them. They overlooked it because the boss was also later trying to fire me without severance pay. That's actually illegal for them to do that. Because if I don't have money in Taiwan, they just fire me. I'm supposed to have a job. I have a one-year contract. If I'm in Taiwan, I can't get out of Taiwan. I'm in Taiwan legally. Now I'm a criminal because my boss wanted to break the law and fire me without money. That was going on. Well, Taiwan's government hired a mediator, a third-party lawyer, to come in and try to settle this disagreement between me and my boss. I was the first foreigner ever where the mediator succeeded. In every other situation with that government in Tainan, in the past, it went to court, the foreigner was deported, the boss was prosecuted, something happened. I was the first foreigner ever where peace succeeded with a mediator. I was thrilled. I'm glad I helped. But Taiwan's government wouldn't help me. At my next boss, that old boss chased after them and harassed the future bosses. So I couldn't get a job in Tainan City. But I had a lease contract in Tainan City. I had there was a lease for the apartment. That was part of it. But there was also the fact that there's no law against me being in Tainan. I came to Tainan. That's where I first started. Was I going to allow bad illegal bosses, EES English school bosses, was I going to allow them to make it so that I couldn't help the people in Tainan learn English? Was I going to allow an attack from criminals to harm the English of that market? No, I don't do that. I'm not going to go skip out on my lease and hurt my landlord because someone else is a criminal that the government won't stop. I'm not going to go hurt the English of the people in Tainan by leaving and not talking to them as I come and go on a daily basis. I come and go talk to them. They practice their English with me. They get exposure to Americans. That's good. Being there helps. Not much, but we all have to do our part. And I wasn't going to abandon mine just because the government doesn't want to stop someone from being a criminal and harming me. So I stayed. And because of that, I wasn't able to get normal work and I wasn't able to get the work permits I needed to have official Taiwan residence the normal way. I wasn't able to do that. But I stayed patient. I didn't tell my story for 10 years because I wanted this to have a happy ending. That's what I wanted. I wanted my story in Taiwan to end happily. Well, in that time while I was being patient, I was, of course, writing letters to Congress about normal things. I said, fine, this is just going to happen. You know, nothing's perfect. So I just went about my life expecting Taiwan's government to support criminals because that's what they'd done with their laws by not making me get my work permits. After 10 years, I looked back and I said, you know, there was a time that I helped Taiwan's government. I tell about it other places. I'm not going to repeat that story here. There's only one. There's only one story where I helped Taiwan and used that as my basis to apply for permanent residence. So I told Taiwan's government that story. I filled out the application. I did all the paperwork. I sent in my story. I sent in the newspaper article. I sent in a witness as proof in my favor that I did this good thing under Taiwan's law. I made a contribution and I could get permanent residence for this. And if they approved it, my story of 10 years would end happily. And I could go on with my life and say good things about Taiwan. I wanted that. Well, Taiwan's chaotic, disorganized government did it again. And they botched the application. Now I've actually heard back from them twice. Now I find it's almost as if they didn't even read my first application. Now, what am I to do about this? Am I mad? Well, I kind of could be. I mean, I'm as angry as a parent at the kid who knocked over his Coca-Cola at the dinner table because he wasn't being careful. I mean, am I really bothered by kids acting like kids? Well, no. Is this annoying? Yeah. Do I like it? No. Am I going to accept it? No. Does it have to change? Yeah. Am I all mad and angry and just going to go destroy the world? No. Why do I love Taiwan with this? Because I love naughty little children. Because the naughty little children have the greatest potential. So of course I love Taiwan, the naughty little child in the story. They're adorable. They're a young democracy. I'm happy to be patient with them. Now, to both of you who are watching this on YouTube at this time, that's me being humble. To you podcast subscribers, whom I dearly love, my loyal 60. You now know this story and what I've been hiding for the last 10 years. It was nice to get that off my chest. There is a time when I do expect this to all get resolved. There's a time. If things don't get resolved one way or another by that time, I will continue to level up my action. It will get higher and higher. I will never give in. Maybe that's because I'm Scottish and Irish. Maybe that's because I come from the household Steele, which was actually a noble family. They emigrated to Ireland at one point. We Steeles have kind of a reputation. Christopher Steele was a disappointment. He lied and got caught. Two terrible things for a Steele to do. I think he should have the name Steele stripped from him for that. Okay, but other than that, the Steeles have usually been pretty formidable people. Although I have to hand it to him. Christopher Steele did make news, so he wasn't a total nothing. I don't give in, and I don't give up, and I'm not going to give up on this, but that doesn't mean, and listen to the point this week, the point. It was the point episode. It was Monday, May 6th, the point. What I'm going to do about this, Congress knows, that story that I told you, Congress knows about. I've written that letter to Congressman John Mulliner. He has that several months ago. He knows that. What I'm going to do at this point is I'm deciding. I've been contemplating what am I going to do. As you listen to the Taiwan special in the podcast weekly, the previous three podcast episodes for this week, I went to Okinawa and I came back and I mean business a little more than I did before. I mean business. I'm not joking around. What am I going to do with this? I've got a rising YouTube channel. I could say stories that would make Taiwan embarrassed. They wouldn't get foreigners coming into their country for 20 years. maybe 50. It'd be a reputation hard to get past. I could. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I have reason. I believe in my God, so I'm not afraid. And I have reason. I believe in my YouTube channel. I'm not afraid there. I'm not afraid for many reasons. I'm American. I can just go home. And I'm not afraid. But I don't want a mess. I don't want a mess for Taiwan. No one controls me. So, what do we do? What am I going to do? I'm going to go up to Taiwan. I'm going to talk to the people in Taiwan. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to talk. And I'm going to say, this is what's going on. Do you want to continue this? I want to have a story with a happy ending. This story is out on YouTube now. It's out. I've been patient for 10 years. If we treat people badly for long enough, the story does get out. If we keep treating them badly and keep treating them badly and we have a chance to do the right thing and we're lazy and we do bad work and we just don't care and we keep treating people badly and they talk to us and we don't listen and we keep treating them badly and years and years and years go by and they're patient with us and they try to fix things a nice way without talking about the problem and we still treat them badly and we still ignore them and we think, oh, you're not famous, you're not rich, so you're not important. We keep treating people badly. If we do this long enough again and again and again and again and again and again and again, the story eventually gets told, and it's no one's fault but our own. I'm not the villain here because I told the story that Taiwan wouldn't fix for over 10 years. I'm hoping to be the nice guy because I really believe I am. The day is coming when I am telling this story on a YouTube channel or a speech to a stadium where it will get 60,000 people watching it now and millions of people within 5 minutes or 5 days. I will tell this full story to a larger audience sometime in the future, but I'm waiting for that moment. I could do it on my YouTube channel for Taiwan now. I could, but I won't. Because when I tell that full story, I want to include how it ended. I want to add this part. I'm waiting to add this part of the story. Taiwan saw what they did. This isn't true yet, but I want it to be before I tell the story. We'll see if I get what I want when I tell the story. But I'd like this to be the ending. Taiwan saw what they did. They saw that they were wrong and lazy in my final application, and they went back and they changed it. Taiwan saw the bad things they did to me over 10 years, and they learned from those things, and here are the steps they took to fix those things, because just like everybody else, Taiwan makes mistakes because they're human. That's the part I want to include. But the thing about Taiwan is that they don't only make mistakes because they're human, they fix their mistakes, and they learn from their mistakes, and they become better. Because Taiwan is not only made of humans, they're made of good humans. And good humans don't have zero mistakes. Good humans fix their mistakes and take responsibility. And I want to tell the story of how Taiwan did that. And so my solution is to be patient and to try to engage their government in not only formal channels, but I want to take the informal hearing channel. Governments, even in America, they have informal hearings. They have off-record meetings sometimes with some things. And I'm going to do that just like America does. There's nothing sneaky or dishonest about it. I'm going to just talk to them friendlily, kindly, gently. Let them meet me. They haven't. They made a decision about someone they never even met. And I think that would be wrong. I'm going to keep being patient because someone has to be the adult in the room. And I hope that by one person being the adult in the room, there will be more adults in the room in the end. I do love Taiwan very much. I'm disappointed at times, but I'm still mostly happy because of the people. I really do love the people, and I do recommend them at this point. But the situation isn't resolved yet, and I'm not yet ready to make a full recommendation for people to try to live in Taiwan. Not yet. We'll see how much longer it is before I can make that full recommendation. See you next week.